That's pretty great. Let's go here. Oh, man. Okay, that was really intense, actually. That might have been too much vigor.
Is there any way that we can have a little bit of light so that we can see
the microphones
and the people?
And the humans, yes.
Oh, Jesus, there's a lot of people out there.
All right. So we've got two down here and two up there.
Yeah, is that right? We're just going to go back and forth. Are there two upstairs?
Upstairs mics, are there two?
How about we do audio?
Delicious. We'll take full advantage. All right. Well, I think that we can start this thing if you're ready. Person on the right.
I see over these two.
We just cracked the freshest seal.
Ball.
Do I know the ball story?
There was this ball, and it's a pretty good ball.
The blue ball?
The big blue ball.
All hail ball! All hail
ball! Okay, so the ball cult is still strong?
Of course.
I'm not sure I can explain why you guys like this ball so much.
You see, we did not create ball culture. Ball culture was an organic creature. That just happened. I mean, essentially what happened, as I recall it, is that we had thousands more people than the venue could actually hold, and a riot took place on the basement floor.
And in order to calm them down, we gave them a ball. So that they would not kill each other.
But then the opposite, they began to worship the ball and form tribes around the ball.
Yeah.
So you're talking to the wrong people.
I'm shirt brothers with this guy in the front row.
And that's totally fine. You guys can hang out after the show.
Yeah.
Is that satisfactory? A cult was formed. It was dangerous. People died.
I think that explains everything.
Okay.
All right, so now we need to go upstairs. But I don't see the microphones on the second floor. Oh, I see them now. So let's go, like, up here.
Yeah. Hi. So I see these enforcer shirts everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if it was just one giant snow crash joke.
It is not. Enforcers are no joke, sir. Enforcers are what allow the show to run at all. I mean, it's basically that they are the spine of this show.
Yeah, thank you, Enforcers.
They will actually help you, and they know what to do.
So we went there. There. So here.
So you're creating some kind of cat's
claw type
thing.
My first match was 2008, and I bought a box copy of the collector's edition of the Precipice game. And in it was this little d20 with a startling development symbol for the 20 that doesn't roll higher than a 9, who do I blame?
What? I think we all know how he rolls.
Now, I went over, so in the exhibition hall, they have Wizards of the Coast has a booth, and they actually have, you can actually play Dungeons & Dragons as a character, like they have a big grid. Have you seen that? Probably not, you've been in here. Anyway, they have a grid.
It's pretty cool.
And the very first time I rolled 1, I mean, he needed healing badly. I was not able to provide that healing.
Honestly, I expected the 1. It wasn't a surprise.
Yeah, he made no motion. There was no excitement.
And even when he's not rolling 1s, he's sat in on my game that I run every Wednesday. He's like, I would love to play in your game. I said, it would be great to have you. You know, my players are all new. You're an experienced player. You'd be great to have at the table. The first thing he does is my players discover a box that they have determined turns people into stone. And he's like, can I pick the box up? Yeah, now you're stone.
When I see
like, is that how they did it back in second edition? You just pick up strange boxes?
When I see a box, I get so excited.
I thought I was bringing a pro in. So
we all have a different approach. So now, according to your bizarre schedule...
We go here. Is there a mic over there?
There's no person.
Up there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed your poster of when you and Tycho went to Ponyland, and I was wondering if you could tell us the story of that delightful journey to Ponyland.
Is this a real poster?
I don't know what...
Yeah, maybe you're riding a unicorn. And there's rainbows. It's on the front of your notebook.
We have gone to a place called Ponyland. I don't know what you've heard. Yeah, someone has pictures of that. They're photoshopped.
I think that she has invented the Ponyland mythos.
Yeah.
I think you have things to teach us.
I thought you guys were magical.
Well, semi-magical. Denny-magical.
No, I think he came up with the title, The Splendid Magic of Penny Arcade, and immediately that image jumped into my mind.
Almost unbidden.
Yeah.
As though it was there previously.
I was looking for a documentary experience. Thank you.
I apologize for him.
I want to start by saying I'm kind of disappointed with the reaction of the Omega Knots that were chosen. I recall.
There was no vigor, was
we
there?
We told
there
people to go nuts.
When I was chosen, I was seven, it was Mike who called me, and I was standing in Borders Bookstore in Ann Arbor, and people were looking at me really weird. Because he's like, "This is Mike from Penny Arcade." Oh shit! Oh god!
See, you look at him and learn. Like,
this is the model, people.
There we go. So, I have a friend whose name is Andy Lowe. Most people here might know him from the forum as QS23. More people, I'm sure, know him as the guy who comes dressed as Waldo every year to PAX.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I know him.
Right. He, due to Michigan being a financial hellhole, was unable to come to PAX East. I have my phone. Would you guys do the honor of calling him and either saying, you know, sorry you're not here, it's too bad, or making fun of him?
Dial him up, put him on speaker, and we'll all say hi.
Just give him a ring. Give him a ring, dude.
Yep, do it now.
And tell him we want to see real vigor, too. Hello, this is QS23. I can't come to the phone. Right?
Yeah.
Michigan is a chill.
You have to say hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you need to set it up a little bit, or we're just going to terrify him.
Andy, hang on one second.
That's not enough.
Andy, some people would like to say hello to you.
Hello!
Asshole!
Yeah, that was appended by another person.
We're all really sorry that you couldn't be here for East.
Except that guy, I guess.
He hates you.
Fair enough. Alright, well, goodbye.
Alright, bye.
But no, it's not that hard. It's like it's an infinity loop.
You're gonna cast a spell on accident.
It's up here?
Up there, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, let me start by saying that I moved to Seattle because of you guys last year, because any town that could support you was somewhere I wanted to live. And as a consequence, changed my life, fell in love with the town, fell in love with everything that's going on there. And
I felt really special when we had the only PAX.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Sadly, I was not out there for that part of the year, so what you gonna do? So right now I'm trying to make a big decision in my life, namely whether to leave my job.
You're gonna move to Boston now?
I actually had to move back to D.C., so I'm in D.C. right now. About to go to law school.
D.C.
Yeah, D.C. in the house. Yeah, come on. So I am trying to make a big decision. And
you
want
to ask an idiot's opinion?
No. I'm asking you. I would like to solicit the gods' opinion. Or any deity you believe in. And so I wanted to know how you go about doing that. Are you coin-flipping men? Do you read chicken bones? Is it a tea leaf thing? What's your chosen method here?
How do you're wondering what our favorite form of divination is?
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm asking.
I guess dice, right? We let it all fall on the dice.
Yeah, but if I made every decision based on the dice, I'd never get anything done.
What do you need to decide?
Well, I need to decide whether and when I'm going to leave my job, my current job.
You should leave it.
Do it. Oh, let's do it.
Come up right now.
Take can take that job and shove it.
There you go. That's how I should do it. I can call up my boss right now. He can do the thing.
But good luck with, you know, whatever you decide to do next.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
If you ever need a lawyer in the future,
you always come to me.
After this Q&A, actually.
Hey there. Oh, hey, listen, this is a huge treat for everybody. He's from Scotland.
No, do not do this to me again. 3 years running.
Oh, what a delightful treat. Here in ice cream. I just want more.
Hold on. Does someone here have your Lucky Charms?
Hey, this is a fucking huge room.
Yeah, see, welcome to my life.
And also, I'm not happy being on the screen.
We can work something out.
Yeah.
Look, you show my midriff.
You've got PAX Prime, you've got this, you've got Comic-Con, New York. Are you trying to kill Koo?
Yeah. Yeah, you're seeing it.
Yeah, we're going to run him into the ground.
Each event, a portion of his soul is digested.
So by PAX Prime, he'll just be this strange...
No, by PAX Prime, he'll be a wearable husk. Incroyable.
Okay, now that you've thought of the embarrassing, I'm going to go.
Yeah. What's the magical? Eeny, meeny.
Up there.
I hate to open by kissing ass, but you guys are some of my favorite comedian
Listen,
writers.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well then. But I wanted to know who some of your favorite comedic writers were. Or are, rather.
I'm a big Scalzi fan. Agent of the Stars. Like John Scalzi.
Yeah. I like Noam Chomsky. Oh man, just so dry, you know, just really amazing stuff. I think Neal Stephenson is actually really funny. I mean, he's not really considered a humorous writer, but his perspective just has a lot of nourishment for the humorist, I think.
And then also, I've been wondering, have you ever read any of the Jim Butcher novels, The Dresden Files?
No, they're often finding... Someone keeps wanting us to read them. Like, they're often finding their way into the office, like, in very ostentatious places. You know, and I pass them by. Are you saying that I should not pass them by? That I should, in fact, pick them up?
Decisively do not pass them by. They're fantastic.
Okay, thank you. Jim Butcher.
Good to know.
I like it. Right here.
Hey, guys. I have 10 alternate Omegamount cards here, and I need you to draw 5 of them. 5 of them are going to be getting in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we had 5 people that were up there that didn't... Okay. So you Omega Knot alternates.
All right, yeah, I'm going to get it.
I'll hand you the cards I picked.
Andrew Stanton. Courtney Marshall. Wow, that's basic fight. That's really nuts.
I think they put all the alternates in the front row.
It's like, it's really crazy.
What are the chances?
What's going on here? Okay, now I might be messing you up here, and I apologize. Justin Eacock. Oh, it's your birthday. Well, happy birthday, motherfucker. We're going to run you through the ringer. Jared Wolkowitz. And the fifth and final, Ross Reeves. All right. Arlo, you got it under control? Perfect. See you guys. Good luck.
Thank you, Omega Knot Alternates.
Well, that wasn't a real question.
We should go over here.
All right, I don't have a question. We're going to play a game.
Oh, okay, let's go over here.
All you have to know is that you have to take turns. You ready?
I guess.
You're ready. Welcome to Action Castle. You are in a small cottage. There is a fishing pole here. Exits are out.
Is it our turn to say something?
I don't understand. Is it our turn to say something? Go out. You go out. You're in the garden path.
There's a rose bush here.
What's happening?
There is a cottage here. Exits are north, south, and in.
I'm scared.
I don't understand. I'm scared.
Go in. You get fishing pole.
You are in a cottage. There is a fishing pole here. Exits are out. Get fishing pole.
Get the fishing pole.
You take the fishing pole. You now have a fishing pole.
Okay, good. I needed that.
Yeah. You go out. You are in the garden path. There is a rose bush here. There is a cottage here. Exits are north, south, and in. I don't know how to. What the fuck?
It's not my turn. It's your turn. I go into the cottage. Were we in the cottage? I cast it into the cottage. I throw it in the cottage.
No, I had to go back and get it.
I take it to the rose thing.
What the fuck do you want from me?
I don't know.
I don't like you! Why are you yelling at me? You came to my goddamn party! I don't come to your fucking house and yell at you! What do you want to do with some fishing pole, asshole? What's wrong? Make him stop. Say whatever will make him stop.
Quit.
No!
Go to the Wyvern Theater at 10:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Ooh.
Every person who shows up will play. Every person.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's
I completely forgot where.
Are you here too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm not sure I can top that, but I just
want
to say...
We don't want you to top it.
Please don't.
When will we see another appearance by Acquisitions Incorporated?
Yeah! Was that your question?
Oh, here.
You've got time. Think of something else.
Yeah.
Acquisitions Incorporated is coming back very soon, actually. We will be recording a new Acquisitions, Inc.
Yeah, we'll be recording a new one, and there's going to be another one. I think I'm going to be... I'll be actually running a Dark Sun game that we record for a podcast as well. So, I'm super excited. That Dark Sun was like my place. I hung out there, you know.
Okay, so up in here. He stole your question.
Can I do a follow-up?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. Given the success of PATV, could it be a video podcast possibly?
Since we're doing it completely in-house, maybe we should.
Yeah, would you guys like a video component?
Yeah! Is this something you guys would consider?
Yeah, we'll definitely try to work that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That was a great idea.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Just want to say I'm a big fan of you guys. I've been reading your site for years now.
Thank you, sir.
Me and some of my friends drove here all the way from Northwest Ohio. So thanks for bringing this.
Hey, now you understand that for people who live where we live, like, we don't know what that... I want to know what that means.
It's the last place you want to be. You don't want to come to Northwest Ohio. As long as you know that, that's all you need to understand.
Well, thank you very much for attending.
I drove all the way here from there to ask you, when will we see episode 3 of Rain, Slick, Christmas of Darkness?
Yeah.
There's a reason that we gathered you all here today.
That's their correct sound. There will not be an episode 3. But we will finish the story for you so that you are not left hanging. But I apologize. If it couldn't be as good as we wanted it to be, we decided to try to tell the story in a different way. And I really apologize for that. Especially since you drove like a million miles. So now I feel like the ultimate villain.
That's okay.
Maybe I could be the villain in a new game. The fun wrecker. But Hothead's working really hard on Death's Bank with Ron Gilbert. It's going to be incredible. And at the end of the day, we wanted them to be able to make the best game they could. And we wanted to be able to tell the story the best we could. And
I think they could have made both games, but our game would have suffered. And so I would rather not do it than do a half-assed version of it.
Yeah, you can always count on us to have that opinion, so I apologize again.
That's good.
What a downer. We need a joy
happy question.
Okay. I don't actually have a question, but I have happiness for you.
Okay.
Because it's a gift.
Oh, we like that.
Thank you so much for coming to the East.
Oh, I like gifts a lot.
Yeah. Here in the exotic East.
On our altar.
And if it makes even better, it's a box.
I'm pro box.
We can go up here.
We can, but I'm so curious about the box. Maybe here, listen, I'll deal with the box and then you deal with
the box.
Something very special, and it was something that in the one or two times a week I get to talk to her that we could actually share.
Wow.
And I actually passed the books around so much and used them so often that I had to replace them more than one time. And as much as Mike's art brought me joy, your writing has been an inspiration to me and a lot of my other friends, particularly the carrot cake soup story. After that book fell apart, I kept the pages in my uniform for the rest of the tour.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for a lot of cake.
Can we get you some books? Because we have those.
I have already replaced them. I'll happily take
But it sounds like you might need extras, is what I'm saying.
I do hand them out quite freely. I look forward to your blog so much 3 times a week, and your writing style is so fantastic, but it's very unusual compared to what you see in mainstream media. Do you have any particular authors that inspired you to actually use 25-cent words and spend more than 10 minutes thinking about what you were going to say?
It's definitely between Neil Stephenson and Mark Twain. That's the point I try to chart. It's like the literate smartass is the target. And it sounds like I hit it on occasion. Thank you very much.
Honestly, thank you. Hello.
That's incredible.
Thank you. I'm a sorcerer, and this dies my spell focus. So, in a lot of your comics, I noticed there's a certain devotion, obsession to certain games, a fandom level that I can really associate with. Didn't tell.
I've seen some enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Rock on. So, in your office, Soul Calibur or Blaze Blue?
God. You know, it's tough. It depends on who's playing. Soul Calibur is the one that lasted the longest, but Blaze Blue definitely had about a good month-long run where that was all that got played.
Well, Soul Calibur is also, it's a Kiko Robert thing.
Yeah.
Like, they hit a point, like, they're like the vanguard of competition in the office, and they'll refine their game to a point that they're just not worth playing anymore for anyone else, and it's like, they just beat on each other. I mean, every day at 4:30, you can hear swords on shields. Like, it happens every day. But we spent more time with BlazBlue, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah. Up here.
All right.
Hey, what's up?
Same old.
Hey.
Sorry, I have a deep voice. Anyway.
I like it.
No, listen. You never apologize.
I'm from Ohio, too. And... Yeah!
Jesus. I'm standing very close to that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a lot of meat on there.
When I told my English class that I was going to go to PAX, one of the idiots that was next to me was saying, PAX? You mean Pakistan? Yeah.
Is that the typical truncation?
Yeah, I guess.
They think of it the stand, and they don't even think that. They think it's PAX.
But I'm thankful for being around a lot of people who know what PAX is, so yeah.
Yeah, I would say that 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, before my question, I want to make one statement.
Yeah.
For all you boys and girls who harvest little sisters, suck my unit! Now,
what the deuce?
This is it. Calm down. There's a question coming. We just have to be patient.
Do bitches really love Sanskrit?
100%. It's not really my area of expertise.
It never fails.
So if I walk in a bar, speak some Sanskrit, I'm gonna get some ladies.
Just lay it down. Lay the Sanskrit down.
I mean, I guess we could do a show of hands, like, ladies who love Sanskrit? It's a couple.
I see.
Not as much as I would have guessed. And this guy! So maybe there's a love connection there.
Alright, well, thank you. You guys are my favorite. Awesome. Alright.
Take it easy.
See you, man.
Look who it is.
Hi.
How's
I'm
it going?
Joey Gecko, the Omega Knot 08.
Yeah.
Did you have fun in Japan?
Oh, it's the... In the top 10 days of my life, that is 5 through 8, maybe 4 through 7.
So real quick, before your question.
Yes.
One piece of advice to this year's Omega Knots.
Thank God, Shiva, Buddha, any possible divine entity that Jenga is not on the list.
Fair enough.
Jenga's brutal techniques. Well, how can we help you, Joey Gecko?
Actually, I was hoping to possibly cash in on the... I suffered... for your and everyone else's entertainment.
That's
2 years ago. And I was hoping you could do me a favor, and everybody in the room could do me a favor. My friend Steve Squire turns 21 tomorrow, and I was hoping everyone could say happy birthday to him, and maybe 20 or 30 of you could buy him a shot somewhere.
Is this you, birthday boy?
That is Mr. Squire.
All right, can we do this?
All right, so we're just going to say, like, happy birthday on the count of three?
If you could say Steve also, so he knows you're talking to him.
Was that a question? All right, Steve, this is for you. One, two, three.
Happy birthday, Steve!
Asshole!
Rocksford, I was also an Omega Knot, and my question was, how do you guys actually choose these Omega Knots, like, in Seattle? Is it just, like, some random, huge, like, room full of mail, or...
We actually have, like, a 15 or 20-page list of everyone that pre-registered, and we just open it up and pick a name and call.
Yeah, I just run my pen down the list and then stab it with the paper.
Completely random.
So, all the Omega Knots out there, good luck.
First, I want to thank you guys for the immeasurable and priceless amount of laughter you've provided me over the years.
We've done our best.
My question is, PAX Prime has been exponentially growing over the years, bursting at the doors. PAX East, inaugural year, it's pretty big. It's only going to get bigger.
Plump.
how long is it going to be till Ku just tells you guys to buy a fucking city?
We can all live there. That's always the fiction about PAX, is that when we do it, we sort of found a city. I mean, maybe what will happen in one of these towns is that the city will just remain. Like, people won't leave at the end of the convention. We'll form a rudimentary set of laws and just, you know, do the best we can.
Bring more than supplies, you
know. One last quick question. What is the countdown clock in Ku's office?
It was to pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he is
It
always...
wasn't to Armageddon. It's not a magical clock. We just set it like any other clock.
He is always counting down to PAX.
No, and in fact, if you go back and set again, it's running toward Prime. Like, that's just who he is.
He's a crazy person.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to thank you for being pretty much, I would say, the most positive influence in the gaming industry for anyone and anyone of us probably in the last 20 years. When I was introduced to Penny Arcade, it was like, oh, look at this funny comic, and then you stick around and read some of Tycho's writing, and it really starts to, you know...
And you really get to develop a habit.
And you look at some of Gabe's art, and,
it wasn't so good.
I knew that's what you were going to say, so I just...
Stick it right at it. I really appreciate your blunt honesty about the industry. I mean, is there any other site you can go to that, you know, you're just going to bash top best games ever made? If you don't think they're good, you're going to say, what? This is garbage. And you don't really get a lot of that out there, I think, in a lot of sites.
Well, and I like a lot of weird stuff, too. Like, my fear is that in trying to expose you to something that I think is interesting, it's interesting to me because I have a unique brain chemistry, and it's not actually very good. So I apologize for those Korean MMOs I have occasionally directed you toward.
But then there's other stuff.
Where you attack vegetables.
Stuff like Puzzle Quest. Where I feel like we, you know, introduced a lot of people to Puzzle Quest that might not have seen it.
Yeah, we definitely try our best. What, you going to introduce you to something else right now?
Yeah.
You should check out Major League Combat, or Monday Night Combat, over by Uber Entertainment in the exhibition hall. I had a chance to play it before everything got set up yesterday, and it blew me away. I couldn't believe it. It was a real game, and not something from my imagination. Make it a point. Down here.
So in addition to just saying thanks to you guys for everything, I want to congratulate you on what I think is the really successful launch of PATV.
Oh, thank you.
It's been really great.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you guys liked it.
The one thing I don't like about it
Oh, great. Awesome. That went to a cool place.
Can you always show Jerry's face?
I like that.
Oh, all right.
You inadvertently killed one of my favorite things you guys did, which was the podcast with the fourth pick. Is it ever going to come back?
Well, I mean, obviously you guys have been here today, so I don't know how many of you saw today's fourth panel that went up. So some of you did, yeah. It's actually quite a bit longer and a lot more like the old podcast used to be. It's a lot more of us rambling and sort of joking around.
And drawing pee-pees.
And drawing the occasional pee-pee until we finally get to the comics. So I would say that we're trying to make the fourth panel into what you miss about the podcast.
Just like any chance of becoming like an audio product too for like if you want to listen to your computer or something?
It's not something we've talked about.
Everybody wants it.
Yeah, it seems we get that request a lot, so it's something we should consider. I agree.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. See, you've got it.
Yeah,
simple.
Yeah, now I have the system.
Oh my god, Jerry Holkin just pointed at me.
I actually live near Pax River Naval Air Station in Maryland, so it's very confusing to tell my friends where I'm going. On the stage in front of you, there is a little orange LCD screen sign. What is that for?
That?
Yeah, that thing.
I don't know.
It's scary because it has an antenna on it, and then it has a timer on it.
The good news is we apparently have an hour, and so whatever is going to happen, happens.
Okay. So, you know what? Let's just enjoy it.
Yeah. Don't focus on the timer.
We all know this from the series and from your blog post that you guys go into an office, you don't just sit at home and play video games and draw comics.
True.
What are your mornings like? Like, when you get into the office, what do you do when you're there?
We try to get in around 9 or 9:30, and if it's a comic day, you know, if it's a day that we have to write a strip, the two of us really don't talk to each other until 10:30. We just
have a very strange relationship.
Yeah. We, you know, are sort of each in our own machine, just either scouring game news or playing a game on the couch or just doing whatever we need to do to sort of get ready to write a strip.
And we're just trying to absorb whatever information is necessary.
Come 10:30, we sort of meet up and we're like, okay, well, what did you see? Or what is going on? Let's talk. And you guys have obviously seen that part of the conversation.
There's a lot of staring. I would say that 9 o'clock to 10:30 is largely our staring time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey guys, this is my 5th PAX.
Thank you.
The first one for 10 of my friends that came with me this time.
Welcome aboard.
I feel kind of like the veteran.
You've suffered.
But we're all from Georgia. We drove up here in 3 different cars.
Thank you very much.
And we
we like crash in your room.
Well, we are. We're stuffing like 11 people into 2 different hotel rooms. Just trying to keep that under the radar.
Let's not tell anyone. This is a good place. Top secret.
But is there any chance we'll see a PAX South?
You really are trying to kill us. Let's see if we can survive PAX East. And then we'll think about where we go next. I mean, my personal vote is EuroPAX.
Which would be very difficult for you and your friends to drive to, at least with the current car technology.
Yeah.
Alright, thanks guys.
Yeah. Hello, up there guy.
We want to love you. We don't just want to wave.
The mic's not on.
Oh. The microphone in the upper right, is that a thing that we can...
Turn it on, then!
Yeah. Everybody be really, really quiet. Shh. Shh. Wait, shh. Sure. Celebrates the community around games as much as it does gaming itself, right? So I'm super happy to hear that it's working.
And now I have a microphone.
Awesome.
And I'm about to pass out. Thank you guys very much. Very
Thank
happy
you.
To be here.
Thank you very much.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Very nice to meet you. What's cool is I'm probably the person who knows the least about you guys at this show.
Get to really, come and know us better, man.
I will. I'm actually gonna do some research tomorrow.
Look it up on the web.
Check our wiki.
I'm like, who are these guys? But they're pretty popular, so. So my question is, my name's Chuck again, and I'm a quadriplegic gamer, and I'm here. I came just because it's a video game convention. I was actually have a petition for custom button remapping in consoles.
Oh yeah.
And my goal is to get the industry to allow the game players to change the button assignment.
Change the maps, yeah.
Yeah, it's because some games for me are inaccessible. A lot of people just say, hey, I'd like the same layout for a bunch of different games.
Do you end up on PC mostly because mapping is more common?
Well, I'm not on PC, but I play because of my family plays on on the console, so that's why I hate consoles. So my question to you guys is, do you guys ever have layouts that you don't like in games, things that you'd like to change around?
Well, we actually like exactly the opposite layouts. And so if we're sitting on the couch playing a game, like, we have to go through the menu and change every setting just to give the controller back and forth.
Yeah, so my thought is, do you think the industry should support custom button remapping for the consoles and, you know, building it in maybe into the system itself? Or because the developers have a lot of, you know, it's difficult for them to maybe do all that fine-tuning, but is that something you guys would like to see?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's useful, it's useful functionality, period.
Yeah.
Cool. And so, what do you think I should check out to get to know you guys and who you are? Because who you are.
I'm sure there's some people here who could tell you about Penny Arcade.
What I can offer a person,
yeah,
spiritually.
There you go. I love it. Well, thanks again for having this expo. We really appreciate everything that you do. So
happy to enjoy it.
Thanks, Jack.
Hey guys,
how you doing?
Good.
So Pork Fry can't be with us.
Oh Jesus.
And so
did he tell you to do this?
You can't even see who I am. That's
I can see who you are.
You're Jeff.
I know who you are.
No, he didn't put me up to this, but I figured we can't deprive the PAX East crowd of hearing such a unique noise.
Yeah.
All right.
So I want, just to make sure after I'm done, I want my buddy Phil that I cut in front of to ask his question.
Okay. But
on the count of three.
Before that, yeah.
One, two, three, and then do it. We're all going to crack our knuckles simultaneously.
Yeah. It's so gross, you guys.
One, two, three. That could be your work, right?
I think it's yucky. I think that's a yucky thing to do.
Question, though.
Yeah, hi. My question has to do with kind of PATV. For those of us who have watched the show, what is the joke? If you can't tell the joke, can you get her up here to tell it?
Erica is actually the one person from Penny Arcade that did not come out to PAX. We had moved her from Florida to Seattle, and we figured that we should let her sort of acclimate before we drag her back across the country. I can't tell the joke.
Never.
I can't never.
Well,
no, and it's not because, you know, it's not because I don't want you guys to think I'm a racist or whatever. Like, I would tell a racist joke, but the fact is, and that sounds bad.
You think that sounds bad?
The fact is, it can never be as good as what you think it is. You know what I mean?
It's an artistic decision. Is that what you're saying?
Even if I told you the joke, you guys would all go, really? That was the joke?
Could Jerry sing it then?
No, I'm not going to sing a racist joke.
There are people here of races.
Here. Hi. The two of you are obviously a great creative pair. What do you do when creative differences arise between you? How do you resolve, like, a creative disagreement?
Dance fight.
Judo.
Usually we do what I want.
Yeah, but luckily what he wants to do is usually pretty good. He wears the pants.
I'm the one...
Is that what you're trying to figure out? Pants.
I'm the one that ends up drawing it, right? So regardless of what we decide, I still draw what I want. Even if we have the argument, and he's like, no, you better like this. I'm like, okay, and then I just draw what I want.
It's the ultimate veto.
Yeah.
Also, I'll just see the comic, and it will be very unlike the comic that was written. And I will say, well, you know, I'm not in a position to resolve it. So, thank you.
Hi.
Hey.
First PAX was last year with a couple of friends of mine here, and it was just so awesome. When we heard about PAX East, we had to come here all the way from Washington.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
For anybody that's driven here, I feel you, because that is a long car trip.
How long in hours?
In hours?
In hours.
Or
days?
40 hours.
Wow.
That's what three people...
Constant shifts.
Yeah, somebody's driving, somebody's in the back seat, and somebody's making sure the driver doesn't...
Somebody's crying. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it was great, and this is looking like it's going to be great, too. My question is, if the Juggernaut ran into the Blob, What would happen?
You're the comic. You love comics. Oh, yeah, that makes me an expert on this.
On blob physics.
I have no idea. No. It's like a juggernaut just ran into the blob. This is like, can God make a rock so big that... I don't know. No, just picture juggernaut and, like, the blob just, like, running. I know what he asked.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
What if you switch it around? What if the blob is running and then...
Oh, well, that makes... That doesn't make... A nuclear explosion? I don't know. Like, it would be like in Back to the Future. They would both just sort of disappear. What do you want from me?
It's a very simple question. No, I don't know. I can't answer it either. It's too intense. Like, I have to model that in my mind. I can't manage it.
Actually, Amber's really smart.
No, you know a lot about math.
You know all kinds of stuff about math, physics. What would happen, Amber? You don't know who the blob is. Is he just a blob? Shameful. Shameful.
The main thing is to deflect the shame onto her and then choose another question quickly.
Let's go here. Shameful.
I drove from North Carolina for about 15 hours, and I also wanted to ask the question about the joke, but obviously you guys...
Can't do it.
Yeah. So, what is your favorite fucked up joke?
I have, like, how fucked up?
I'd give an example for the standard, but I'm afraid of offending some people.
You tell a joke.
Why don't you have messed up jokes all the time?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you get when you cry? What? You like it already? Maybe I should stop. What do you get if you put a cantaloupe on?
What's happening?
What do you get when you roll a cantaloupe across the street? Vagina! Vagina! I don't know. I'm just trying to... I'm trying to weird you out. Are you weirded out?
No.
I keep thinking they're going to show something now. Like, they were all laughing at something.
Maybe it was zoomed in.
Oh, maybe.
Do you know yucky?
Naughty? I actually really like Kristen's joke. But is Kristen still here? Has she left? Oh. Well, I'll take credit for it. This is a joke I came up with. What's brown and rhymes with Snoop? Dr. Dre.
See, he twists it around on you. You don't know what's coming next.
Also, how much does pirate corn cost?
Oh, well, is that fucked up?
It's a buccaneer.
It's a buccaneer.
Alright, so let's end on the...
The answer to the juggernaut and blob.
Thank you. Thank God for you. Thank God.
It's another Spider-Man clone. I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir. We need your wisdom.
The question is, going back, like thinking back to when you guys started, you know,
way
I deeply value my beanbag. I need your sweater. What's it feel like looking out on all this?
It's super overwhelming. it's incredible. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
It's extremely hard to believe. Every time we do it.
I guess I tricked you into kissing our asses.
That's going to take a long time. You line those asses up, we're going to be here all night. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's been an incredible experience, and you've allowed it to happen, so thank you very much. So according to your sorceress mathematics,
over here.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. This is my first PAX.
Welcome.
I have to preface my question with a story. 5 years ago, Baltimore Comic Con,
I met you guys.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
No. I'm saying that that was a very strange convention. No,
you're the guy with the hair. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and the flesh.
You got my number. But you told me as a young man that someday you'll have a PAX on the East Coast, and if it ever happens, I'll come. And here I am.
Thank you very much, sir.
But my question is there any conceivable way you can introduce me to Will Wheaton?
Yeah. Is Will backstage still? No?
Yeah.
Will's gone? No, there's no conceivable way.
I assume you leased him out for the weekend?
You too can have your own Will Wheaton for this.
But the leash is long.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, if I give you my number, next time you see him,
hey, I've met this guy, he wants to talk to you. What are your intentions with my will?
I need to ask some questions about the Enterprise.
It's inner working, specifically the turbo lift on deck 3.
No, the bathrooms. Please, let's
get real.
Come on.
Think about your phone number really hard.
All right.
And I'll get it. And then I'll give it to him.
All right.
If at any point, and you will see us, I mean, we have every intention of attending the show. I did not get it. But just, I will drag you to Will Wheaton at any time. If you see me, just lock on, fire a tow cable, and I'll haul your ass all the way to Willtown.
We'll take you back.
Wheatonia.
Thank you.
Yeah. Up here.
It's my first PAX.
Welcome.
I actually have a question about the art in Penny Arcade.
Hey, that's me.
I often go back and read Penny Arcade from the beginning because I have a problem with not writing my essays in university and instead messing around with the
enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
I think you're in good company.
Yeah, I mostly just reread Penny Arcade and chill on Reddit forever.
Yeah. Thank you. These are common rituals, I think.
And my question is, every time I reread Penny Arcade, I notice something new in the artwork. And I was wondering if that's something that you try to do, like you specifically hide things in the art. And if you don't try to do that, is there anything that you do try to do with your art? Or are you just drawing and being an artist and growing that way?
Occasionally, there are definitely strips where I hide things. I hide the watch a lot in comics. But no, most of the time, my really only goal is to just try and get better each time. Like, I really want to make each comic better than the last one. So I don't go back into the archive because that stuff drives me crazy. But yeah, no, I really just try to improve. So, but thank you for noticing.
You're doing a great job so far.
I really appreciate that.
I love watching the progression. That's like one of my favorite parts about rereading it over and over again.
Thank you very much.
It's fun for me too.
It doesn't mean as much coming from you. That was really powerful.
You hear that one too much?
Yeah.
Batgirl.
Hi. Oh, hi. So this is my fifth PAX, actually. I've been coming since you guys were in Bellevue and the subway kept running out of bread. First, I just want to give a brief shout-out. If anyone from the Penny Arcade Alliance is here, give a cheer. Anyone? Knights of Arcadia, Anarchy.
I see three.
There's a couple.
Okay, so my question is, what is the new swear word for PAX East?
Ooh. We had a new one.
Did we?
Yeah.
What was it?
Wasn't it?
Silly Goose is a classic.
Is it better than cum squat?
I think so. But I can't say it.
Say it.
You made it up.
Do it.
Say it. No way. You made it up. Own it.
Just don't shout, but are there any parents in here?
My parents are here.
I need you to... Okay. Your parents need to not
earmuffs.
Hear what I'm about to say, and parents need to stick their fingers way into their children's ear canals. Are they in the ear canals?
Are we ready? Let's do like a three count. I'll do it. One, two, you've been warned. Three,
drilling cunt. I didn't want to. Yeah, thank you. It's been an incredible experience.
Yeah, you were the last question.
Last question.
Oh, that was a good note to end on.
It's giving everyone a useful piece of language.
All right. Go have fun at PAX, everybody. Thank you very much.